You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Goodison Park.
Hello everybody and welcome to a new edition to the Royal Blue Podcast channel. Introducing the Evertonian Show, a new show featuring me, Ian Krull, where I bring you an unscripted one-man show of Everton opinion news and gossip. This is a new concept for the Royal Blue Podcast channel and a space where I can basically just get stuff off my chest about Everton, update you all on the latest news and share some happy and sometimes unhappy memories of supporting Everton, dating back to the early 90s. Please show your support, feedback, positive or negative, will be welcomed. Get in touch with me on X, formerly Twitter. My handle is at IanKrull1 and leave me a comment or give me a follow. Alternatively, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. So, for the first ever Evertonian show on the Royal Blue Podcast, here we go. The agenda, we're going to look at West Ham. Couple of days have passed now since Everton's 3-1 defeat, but I still feel like it's worth looking back at that defeat. Going to question whether is Sean Dyche feeling the pressure? Is Sean Dyche still the right man for the job? Can Everton beat United on Saturday, 12:30 kickoff at Old Trafford? And a little feature of the Evertonian show, one thing that annoyed me each weekend and the one thing that made me smile. So stick around for those features coming at the end of the podcast. Before we get into it then, I feel like I need to explain the reason behind the show name, The Evertonian. Blues of a certain age will remember the Everton magazine, aptly named The Evertonian. It was a publication that was popular in the 1990s and noughties. Although it has the same name, the show is loosely based on that title. Ultimately, the Evertonian is really just a combination of the club, a support, and my first name with a little bit of homage to that popular magazine. Now, the reason I'm explaining this is because, just a little bit of backstory, my dad is a Liverpool fan. I'm not going to get into how he's a red and I'm a blue. It just happened. I can't explain it. It's just messed up. But I was born in 1986, and with my dad being a red, you can obviously put two and two together. And, you know, I was named after Ian Rush. I know, sickening, isn't it? So growing up and becoming a blue, I've always hated my name. But now, because of this show, of what is a combination of Everton and Ian, I feel like my name now has a purpose. And that was the reason I was called Ian. That's probably despite my dad arguing otherwise, but it is what it is. Sorry, Dad. That is one crazy way of looking at it, but it makes me feel better for being called Ian and being a blue. So, yeah, welcome to the Evertonian show on the Royal Blue Podcast. Okay, so West Ham, how did we lose to West Ham? I predicted a 1-0 win, but didn't really feel that confident or positive going into the game. Basically, with West Ham getting a good result against Brentford, and you know, despite the fans not really, you know, backing Moyes at this moment in time, they're still fairly high up the table. And you know, it was one of them, wasn't it? They were going into the Brentford game without a win, but you know, one of a couple of clubs who hadn't won in this calendar year of 2024. Obviously, it was the return of David Moyes to Everton. He's never really come back to Goodison Park and had his own way all this time. But he has had a couple of positive results over the past year or two, and he comes away from Goodison Park again with another positive result, and you know, a win over Sean Dyche. And now it's 10 games without a win for Everton. Sean Dyche definitely, without a doubt, feeling the pressure. I watched his interview with Everton TV, and you could tell he calls a frustrated figure, you know, the chances that Everton did create, certainly in the second half against West Ham. It was disappointing, you know, a total of 22 shots to West Ham's 12. You know, we had 55% possession compared to West Ham's 45. We even had a better pass success percentage of 82 compared to West Ham's 75. So, you know, Sean Dyche will, as he's done in the past, point to the stats and say that, you know, we did play well. I think the second half performance was a lot better. I wouldn't go as far to say it was up there with one of the best second half performances of the season, but you could tell that they came out in the second half from a Sean Dyche team talk with a real purpose. You know, certain players were, you know, on the front foot. You know, I thought James Garner had a really good second half performance. Again, Beto looked decent. I thought Onana did okay. I think Dwight McNeil got into the game a little bit more, but obviously the chances, you know, did come, but we just weren't able to, you know, finish them off. And it just seems to be not even, you know, the story of the season. It's the story of Sean Dyche at this moment in time. It's starting to get frustrating.
The Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Sean Dyche talks about getting those players into the right positions, you know, rightly so, but ultimately the buck stops with the manager. And, you know, if results aren't going, you know, our way, then the manager's obviously going to, you know, get the blame, and he's going to have to take the responsibility. Obviously, we're always talking about this points deduction, and now it's down to 6 points deducted, so the season is, you know, really, really skewed. I just felt like it was a real opportunity on Saturday to obviously get the win, get our first win of 2024, and maybe just pull away from, you know, the bottom three, even, you know, the bottom four or five. You know, those teams, Nottingham Forest, Brentford, they're still in the mix. Luton, obviously, we'll come on to this, but Luton, Forest, you know, defeats for them at the weekend, which, you know, incidentally worked out quite well for us. It was just, I felt like if those teams could, you know, not pick up the 3 points that they obviously desperately crave as well, if we were able to pick up the 3 points, that would have been absolutely massive. And we just weren't able to do it. You know, fantastic, you know, header goal from Beto, fantastic cross from James Garner. I said at the time, and I said this on a previous Royal Blue podcast, I felt it, you know, the header from Beto was really Duncan Ferguson-esque, but he really did have a mixed bag, a mixed game. It was I was very surprised that Sean Dyche decided to go with Beto over Calvert-Lewin. This is obviously despite Calvert-Lewin not scoring in, I think it's like close to 20 matches now. You know, I can understand the calls for Dominic Calvert-Lewin to come out the side and to be given Beto a chance, but with the fact that Doucouré is back in the team, still probably trying to find his feet after that injury, I felt like this was still the perfect opportunity to keep Calvert-Lewin in the team. Dyche chose not to, you know, whether that was the right decision or not. Beto scored, but he also missed a penalty, and, you know, probably should have scored another one as well. He had that chance in the first half, which was really a poor effort. So, yeah, obviously Calvert-Lewin did come on, and he didn't make it that much of an impact, but I still feel Calvert-Lewin and Doucouré are, you know, basically plan A and our most attacking threat. But who knows now? You know, Beto's been given his chance. I fully expect Beto to be, you know, the one to take his chance on Saturday as well. I'd be very surprised if Sean Dyche chops and changes things, he's not really a manager who does that. He likes to give players a chance and trusts the players when he does so. And it will be interesting to see what his, you know, his attacking lineup is against Manchester United at Old Trafford on Saturday, because it's a game where United are going to be under severe pressure. They've got a number of players out injured. Can we take advantage? Can we capitalise on what, you know, is a tough run for Ten Hag? And inevitably, he's probably going to be feeling the pressure, maybe even more so than Sean Dyche. There's talk of he's got three games to save his job. It will be, you know, an interesting and intriguing encounter. You know, I can't see really Everton getting a win, a draw at best. But we know from previous, you know, Manchester United matches, they have struggled against teams like Everton. They haven't had the best form at Old Trafford over the course of the season. So, you know, I think it's there for the taking. But again, I'm going to be a little bit pessimistic. I'm not entirely sure how things are going to go during that game. But we will see how, you know, Sean Dyche lines up and whether he goes for Beto or Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I feel like now the fact that he has chose Beto for, you know, the number one striker spot against West Ham, he has scored. You know, it's more than likely that Beto's going to start against United. So that'll be an interesting one, without a doubt. Again, you know, I've mentioned there Ten Hag is question marks over his job. Is he the right man for Manchester United? I think there's a couple of memes now on social media, certainly on Twitter, you know, question marks whether Sean Dyche is still the right man for the job for Everton. It's a real tough one, isn't it? Because I think Sean Dyche, for all the good he has done over the course of the past year, you know, we've had plenty of ups and downs, and I try not to react too much to the highs and react too much to the lows, but it can be very hard. And Saturday was just that. You know, I was really, really annoyed at the way we kind of capitulated, you know, winning the game 1-0, and then, you know, to concede three goals without reply, it really was a smack in the face, and it was just extremely disappointing. You know, extremely disappointing result when, you know, things could have been so different. I'll question it then, you know, is Sean Dyche still the right man for the job? I'd probably say yes, he's still the right man for the job right now. I don't know how much longer things can, you know, can continue, certainly if Everton don't pick up a win over the next couple of weeks. But obviously we know now United is next, and then we haven't got Bournemouth, I don't think, until the 30th, and then after that it's Newcastle. So tough games coming up. You'd have to really question where Everton do pick up those points, because we know we've got games coming up against the likes of Sheffield United, Burnley, and Nottingham Forest. You know, they're probably the games that we are, if any, going to pick up some points. So that is not till mid-April, and we don't really want to be, you know, in a situation where teams below us, the likes of Luton, the likes of, you know, Nottingham Forest, even like Brentford, who have now moved above us in the table, you know, they are to start catching us or pulling away, because, you know, you just couldn't, you know, bear another last day relegation fight, you know, similar to what we had against Bournemouth last season. It would just be an absolute nightmare. You know, it's easier said than done, but we obviously want to, you know, finish the season strong, finish on a high, and not, you know, have a last game in relegation fight. To finish off then, so yeah, this is just a short pod for the Evertonians, just a short form podcast. I just wanted to finish off on the feature that I mentioned earlier on. Just the one thing that annoyed me at the weekend, besides obviously the T1 defeat to West Ham, it was the fact that we had to walk back to the pub in the rain. I got absolutely drenched walking back through Anfield, and it was just an absolute nightmare. You know, not, I don't mind it when Everton have won, but to be walking back absolutely drenched, you know, after a defeat, not ideal, and it certainly didn't do anything for the mood. But, you know, it was easier when I got back to the pub and had that first pint. But like I say, I was absolutely drenched. The one thing that did make me smile, there wasn't many things that made me smile over the weekend, but the one thing that did make me smile was Aston Villa's winner against Luton Town. Watching that game in the pub, seeing Aston Villa 2-0 up, was was definitely a nice sight. But then to see Luton come back to make it 2-2, and then they actually nearly scored a third. I think it would have been offside anyway, from what I can remember. But you know, the fact that Luton nearly did get that third was too close for comfort. But then, you know, former Everton player Luca Dean stepped up and managed to get Aston Villa the winner. So yeah, that was very pleasing. It also won me £70 from my accumulator, so that was one thing that definitely made me smile. So yeah, that's it for your first Evertonian show with me, Ian Crowell. Please show your support. Feedback, positive and negative, will be welcomed. Please get in touch with me on Twitter. My handle is @IanCrowell1, and leave me a comment or give me a follow. Alternatively, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been The Evertonian Show with me, Ian Crowell, on the Royal Blue Podcast.
You've been listening to the Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.